Lardy's yet to find the strike zone. Trevor set, 3-0 pitch. There's strike one. Now 3-1, and it wasn't a get-me-over fastball, Kurt. He still made a pitch on that play. 3-1 the count. Trevor set at the shoulders. The 3-1, that's popped up, fouling out of play, and it'll fill it up at 3-2. Parker Hansen is hitless thus far today. 0-4, bounce out to third, fly out to center, fly out to left, bounce out to short. Lardy has battled back. He's set. The 3-2, tapped on the ground, and Jonas, no, it'll be Wurtsfeld. He'll charge a throw across the diamond, not in time. Tough play for Marshall Wurtsfeld, as a tough read for Taylor Fuse, as he was unable to go anywhere, as he kind of looked over at the runner at second base, saying, what do I do? That could have easily got me at home if they wanted to. So the base is now loaded. Go-ahead run is on base with nobody out.
Marshall Wurtsfeld did the only play he had on that play is he charged it hard, and he just got a little bit on that throw over to first base, but they didn't have much of a chance to get him on that infield hit as Pelican Rapids comes up with their 10th hit of the ballgame.
They're going to come all the way in now, the Rocky infield, as first pitch to Alex Johnson, missing for a ball. Base is loaded, nobody out. Taylor Fuse at third, Adam Johnson at second, Parker Hansen at first. The batter is Alex Johnson as that pitch is popped up into center field. Is Fuse going to test Ryan Bell? It's awfully deep. Bell makes the catch, and he'll throw wisely to third base to keep that runner at second base. So Fuse comes across to score as it was deep enough. Ryan, smart baseball play right there, Kurt, as he keeps that runner at second base.
Yeah, there's no way he was going to have a play at home plate on that one, so he quickly retrieves the ball into third base to make sure he doesn't let that tying run get only 90 feet away, keeps him 180 feet away instead.
7-6 the score now. It's a one-run ball game. 3-7, 3-9 for Pelican Rapids as the first pitch swinging, hit in the air to left center field. Bell drifts over, makes the catch, and a big out number two.
Those were two big flyouts for Trevor Lardy there after he came on in here and gave up that infield single to load the bases. He quickly gets two fly balls to center field.
Rockyville to the, just south and left of us. You can hear them cheering that big second out. Nate Sillerud to the plate. Nate's 0-4 on the day with a couple strikeouts. Has got a ball out of the infield. Lardy set. First offering to Sillerud. Pipes it in there for strike number one. Trevor's first three pitches, Kurt, were wide, but he's attacked the zone since then.
He has, and they weren't only wide. They were very wide, but he's came in and thrown nothing but strikes since.
One strike pitch. There's a ball. Evens it up at 1-1. Sorry for the jinx. Two away. 7-6 our score. Runner at second represents the tying run. Go-ahead run is at first base. Two down. 1-1 pitch. Ooh-wee. Just missing right there. Now 2-1. Calvin telling Trevor to calm down a little bit. Good catcher. I know these two are pretty good buddies, classmates. Trying to calm his friend down and get a W here. Lardy looks in. He's set. The 2-1, that's fouled into the netting, and Pelican Rapids down to their final strike. 2-2 the count. Nate Sillerud trying to keep the dream alive for Pelican Rapids. The Lakers have added three here in the ninth. Chris Lardy and the Rock Shop have other plans. He sets. The 2-2 popped up. Over for a look, Hennon and Kaltoff. They will both run out of room. I think Calvin was ready to run through that fence for a second there, Kurt, to see if he could go catch that thing. I don't think that's how the rules work.
No, but that fence is about 12 feet high over there. It's not like he was going to go over the top of it to rob a one or anything, but he gave it all he had.
2-2 the count remains. Two away, bottom nine. Lardy set, the 2-2, hit on the ground, and through the left side, being waved around at third, the throw from field to the plate is not in time, and we're tied at 7. Cole Field gave it everything. They say he touched home plate. Now they got the runner off second base, and in a hot box here is Hansen, and he's out at third. What an inning for Pelican Rapids as they get out of Dodge. The Rockies get out of Dodge. But the play at the plate coming around to score was Adam Johnson. He just beat that Cole Field throw home. It is a four-run ninth inning. And to the 10th, we will go, Kurt Hemish. Calvin Kaltoff popping up to go tag him, thinking that he didn't touch the plate. And then that allowed Parker Hansen to get off second base a little too far. He got in a rundown, and that was the third out of the inning.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Rockies, they ended up giving up that run, but it was a great play by Cole Field. He came in and charged that ball hard and threw to Kelvin Kaltoff, and the guy just beat him to the plate on that. Kelvin thought he didn't get the plate and went over and tagged him. As he was doing that, the runner rounded second base big, and they got him in a hot box so they could get out of it.
Four runs on four hits, no errors, one runner left on base. We had free Cold Spring baseball last night, Kurt. More of the same here today.
Well, you started the day off announcing yesterday in Chasm with a 12-inning game, and they ended last night with an 11-inning game, and we're for sure playing 10 here tonight.
So this afternoon, we will head to the 10th inning, and that is coming up in 30 seconds. 30 seconds, Cassandra, here on KASM. More baseballs right, Cassandra, as the top of the 10th we go. 7-7 our score. What a comeback by Pelican Rapids. 3 in the 7th, Kurt. 4 in the 9th. They never say die, huh?
That's why they play 9 innings of baseball.
Ryan Bell, Dylan Tabrak, Cole Field to lead things off. Their first look at the reliever Taylor Dahl as Bell tries to drag bunt, bunting that one foul. So Taylor Dahl gets ahead of Ryan Bell. Ryan on the day, strikeout in the first, struck out in the fourth, but reached base on the catcher unable to throw it over to first base on a pitch in the dirt, flew out to left, bunt single in the 7th. Dahl right back, one strike pitch, breaking ball breaks in there. Ryan in a hole at 0-2.
Now Taylor Dahl's teammate, the other draftee from Dent, Matt Richter, is warming up in the bullpen.
0-2 pitch to Bell as he was able to check his swing. Yes, he did check his swing. 1-2 the count now. Bell to Brock and Field for Cold Spring here in the 10th inning. Two-strike pitch thrown behind Ryan Bell, and it's now 2-2. These three batters due up this inning, Kurt, have scored 5 of the Cold Spring 7 runs.
They might be the 6-7-8 part of the order, but they've been the heart of the baseball today for the Rockies.
2-2 the count to Ryan Bell. Dahl, a couple shakeoffs of Taylor Fuse. He's ready now. Lefty rocks and fires. 2-2 pitch. That's hit in the air, and it's a solid single. Maybe more, as the center fielder know he will catch that. He'll cut that one off, but the Rockies have their leadoff man on here in the 10th inning.
Well, just what you want after giving up 4 runs to tie the game in the bottom of the 9th. You want to get your leadoff man on to see if you can advance him over into scoring position to take that lead back here. It looked like it was almost going to be a gap or roll in there, but the center fielder quickly came over and cut that one off after 2 hops.
Tyden Stortenston's made a couple nice plays out there today, Kirk. He made a nice catch in the gap, and then now cutting that one down as we get a mound visit here from Josh Holmes as he's out to talk with Taylor Dahl. As they go to these mound visits, and then they all sit up there and they stare into the bullpen wondering what's going on out there. So I would assume they're probably going to stick with Dahl, and that they are. But they go out there, and third baseman, shortstop, second baseman, first baseman, catcher, manager, and pitcher, they all sit and stare at what's going on in the bullpen. So
they look down at the bullpen to see what they should do there, and then they stare back at the umpire every now and then to see if he's coming out to make him make a change or not, and then they wait until the umpire comes out and tells him you got to do something.
Tabrak steps in as are we going to find out if this young man, we know he can hit. Can he bunt though, Kurt? But to find out. Maybe. I guess we'll see. Ryan Bell at first base. They've ran on Taylor Fuse a couple times here today. Lefty on the mound. We haven't seen his move yet. Tabrak squares. Bell's going to try stealing. The throw is into center field. Bell safe at second. He'll pop up and he'll stay right there. Late getting to the base was Adam Johnson because Fuse's throw was a beauty, Kurt. But I don't think Johnson was there, and the Rockies have the go-ahead run in the scoring position.
That's a big break for the Cold Spring Rockies because Ryan Bell did kind of a delayed steal right there, and he definitely would have been out if the shortstop was covering there. But a big break there. Too bad Ryan Bell didn't see because when that ball went sailing into center field, the third baseman was about halfway to home plate as he was in to retrieve that bunt.
So 1-0 the count. First baseman in, anticipating bunt still. Tabrak does not square. Is he breaking ball missing outside? Now 2-0. Dylan on the day. Singles in the 4th and 6th. Bounced into a double play in the 7th as he hit it right to second base. 2-for-4 thus far. Bell a good lead at second. Second baseman Siluru trying to keep him close as that pitch is hit in the air to center field. As it'll be Storenson coming in. He'll make the catch. Bell nowhere to go. F8 and a big out number 1 for Taylor Dahl.
Looked like they knew right where to play him in that play because the center fielder didn't move much on that play, but it left a big gap in right center open there.
So one down. Cole Field to the plate. Reached base 3 times and scored 3 times. Big triple. Last time up in the 8th inning. Bell at second base as now Taylor Fuse out for a look. Taylor saw that triple the last time up, and Wurtsfeld, who's been asked to bunt a couple times and maybe talking out there, letting him know he'd be a little more careful with this guy. Bell the lead from second as Fields into the box. Taylor Dahl first offering the field, breaking ball missing away. Cole's very, I guess I would say, aggressively patient, if that's in, if that's a thing. He's not going to chase, but if it's in there, he'll hack at it. Pretty smart hitter. Dahl set. Couple looks at second. Breaking ball. This one is in there for a strike to Cole Field. Evens it up at one and one. Left-hander set. 1-1 pitch to Field. There's another breaking ball. That one's outside, though. Sticking with the hooks right here, Kurt.
Almost looks like it's one of those unintentional intentional walks by keeps throwing that big curveball in the outside part of the plate, seeing if he can't sneak one over. And he was able to do that for his second pitch, but the other two missed pretty good.
Two and one. Taylor Dahl set. Couple looks at Ryan Bell at second, and now he'll step off the back of the rubber. The other draftee from Dent has made his way down in from the bullpen. He's ready to rock if need be. Dahl from the stretch, breaking ball. This one's in there. Breaking ball for a ball, breaking ball for a strike, breaking ball for a ball, breaking ball for a strike. It's a 2-2 the count to the Rocky left fielder. Ryan Bell out at second base. He represents the go-ahead run here in the top of the 10th. Dahl set. 2-2 pitch, waved at by Cole Field. He's out on strikes and two big outs in a row from Taylor Dahl.
Well, Taylor Dahl doing what he's asked to do after they ended up stealing second base and get a man in scoring position with nobody out. He comes up with two big outs. He threw five straight curveballs there to Cole Field, and Cole Field couldn't quite catch up with him.
So it's up to Marshall Wurtsfeld for Coldspring here in the 10th. Marshall with that RBI sack fly his last time up in the 8th. First pitch to Wurtsfeld, breaking ball in there for a strike. Kid loves that hammer. He's got it over for a strike on pretty much every batter he's faced. One strike the count on the Rocky shortstop. Dahl set. Couple looks at Bell. Breaking ball. That's in there for a strike, and Wurtsfeld's in a hole at 0-2.
Seven straight breaking balls to these two batters, Kirby.
So 0-2 the count to Wurtsfeld. Taylor Dahl trying to get his mates back into the dugout. Two-strike pitch. There's a fastball. That's missing high to Marshall. Marshall was another member of that 2013 Ricori State runners-up. Lost to Moundsview in the state title game. Him and Jay Cannon on that team together. Dahl's got his sign. 1-2 the count with two away in the 10th. Two-strike pitch in there. Strike three. Wurtsfeld's out on strikes. He gives up the leadoff single. Bell steals second. Then three outs recorded in a row, and that does it for the Rockies in the 10th. No runs, one hit. There were no Pelican Rapids Airs, one runner left on second base. After 9.5, Cold Spring 7, Pelican Rapids 7. We head to the bottom of the 10th. That's coming up in 1 minute on KASM. To the bottom of the 10th we go. Dana Johnson to lead things off as he looks at a first pitch strike from Trevor Lardy. Trevor right back as the one strike pitch skied in the infield. Shortstop Marshall Wurtsfeld wants it and has it for out number one.
Big out for Trevor Lardy here as he starts his first full inning here. Gets that quick first out for the Rockies.
So one out on a couple pitches. Better bring Brian Guler to the plate. Lardy starts him off. That pitch missing off the plate for a ball. Guler, the 8 hitter. Fuller on deck. He's the 9 hitter. These guys got the party started last inning in the 9th. That bottom, it was the 8-9-1 guys that all reach base and all scored. 8-9-1-2, actually, all reach base and all scored. Two wide ones in a row to start Guler. Now a 2-0 pitch on the corner for a strike for Lardy. 7 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for the Rockies. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Pelican Rapids. 2-1 pitch, that's Scott. Jonas over for a look. Kelvin calling. No, it's David, and he drops it. Jonas came over. Kultoff got out of his way. It looked like Kelvin had it measured, Kurt, and then David said ball, and then ended up losing that one, so 2-2 the count will be.
Looks like he kind of called for it at the last second, but then he didn't go for it. It's like he was going to let Kelvin take it, and Kelvin quickly got out of the way.
Lardy's 2-2, cut on and missed. It's Fernandez anyway as Lardy gets the strikeout. Drop pop up at foul territory. Doesn't mean nothing after you strike the guy out. So two down, Josh Fuller to the plate.
Designated hitter, number 21.
So Fuller steps in as he was hit by a pitch on two strikes against Sam Eiten back in the ninth inning. That's the only time he's reached base today. First pitch swinging, he pops one up, fouling out of play. Lardy's tough sometimes, Kurt. It seems like it's so easy. Everybody talks about how you can see it right away. He's showing you the ball, good hitting speed, comes right at you. But, you know, he doesn't you got his stats right there. He had a pretty productive season as he's got two strikes now on Josh Fuller. Trevor right back, two-strike pitch. That's missing down and away. Moves it now to 1-2.
Well, Trevor Lardy on the season, he ended up having an ERA of 3.07 in 12 games. He ended up going 3-3 on the year. And he's got a couple complete games in there. I know he lost a complete game. I know he's won a complete game. So he did a great job pitching in that number two or three spot for the Rockies all year.
2-2 the count to, as that pitch has popped up. Left fielder Cole Field starts in. Now back a little bit. Backpedaling, makes the catch for out number three. 1-2-3. Go Pelican Rapids here in the 10th. No runs, no hits. No Rocky errors. Nobody left on base. 10 in the books. We head to the 11th for the second day in a row, Kurt Hemesh, and you'll hear it in 1 minute right here on KASM. Top of the 11th, top of the order for Coldspring. It will be Kevin Wenner leading things off.
Fielder, number 24.
Wenner, Jordan New will re-enter as he is on deck, and Kelvin Kaltoff. Well, New is over there and Michael Holbrook's over there, so Wenner reaches, it'll be Holbrook to bunt. Wenner doesn't reach, it'll be New to hit, huh, Kurt?
That would be my plan.
There we go. So Taylor Dahl back out there. Taylor starting his, this will be his third full inning of relief as he got the final two outs. As Wenner drops a drag bunt down, fielded by Dahl, throws to first and out at first base. Wenner retired on one pitch, 1-3.
Well, Kevin Wenner tried to get things going here for the Rockies in the top of the 11th inning. Unfortunately, he bunted that a little bit too much right at the pitcher, and the pitcher come over and make a nice play and got Wenner by half a step.
So Kevin's out. We'll bring Jordan New into the game as Jordan reenters. Holbrook was 0-for-1, a walk and a strikeout. Taylor Dahl gets his sign from Taylor Fuse. The Taylor's battery is first pitch to New in there for a strike. He'd say pick whatever second baseman doesn't hit left-handed against this lefty, but they both hit left-handed. So tough spot right there. One strike pitch, missing down and away to New. Evens it up at 1-1.
Taylor Dahl loves that outside part of the plate on these left-handed batters, Kirby.
1-1 the count. 7-7 our score here in the top of the 11th inning. We saw a home run in the top of the 11th last night in the Coldspring-Austin game. That was the difference in the ballgame as the 1-1 pitch on the corner for a strike. Newsy in a hole at 1-2. 1-2 the count. No activity in the Rocky bullpen. You would assume that the game is still Trevor Lardy's. As Taylor Dahl comes right back. 1-2 pitch waved at by New. He's out on strikes. Out number two.
Yeah, as we've been saying all day, Taylor Dahl's been living on the outside part of the plate. He put one about 6 inches off the plate right there, a little bit low, ball outside, but with two strikes on, Jordan New waved right across at it.
2 away. Kelvin Kaltoff to the plate. First offering to Kelvin. That's popped up, fouling out of play. Kelvin's had a nice day. RBI single in the third, RBI, or just a single in the fifth. 2-for-5 thus far. As the one strike pitch, missing down and in, evens it up at 1-1. Rockies with 3 in the third, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 6th, and 1 in the 8th. That pitch in there for a strike to Kaltoff on the off speed. Now 1-2. 1-2 the count. Dahl looking to set the Rockies down here in the 11th. Off-speed pitch is tapped up the third base line as that ball bouncing off kind of the outside fringe, Kurt, and then bouncing back. Barely foul right there as Alex Johnson, assuming he thought that thing was foul by a mile, and then it kind of hit that lip, bounced back in.
I'm not so sure that ball wasn't fair, but the ump already had called a foul by that time. He had his arms raised in because it fooled fooled the third baseman, and he quickly fielded and brought that ball back in. It would have been interesting to see after he called it foul if he wouldn't have fielded it, what would have happened.
Count stays 1-2. 1-2 pitch to Kaltoff. That's lifted in the air to left field. Left fielder started back. Now going back. Looks up. That ball is off the base of the fence. Kaltoff digging for two, and he is in with a stand-up double. Fooled off the bat was Parker Hansen. Ends up running into the fence as the ball goes over his head. And a little two-out rally here for the Rock Shop.
That was a great swing by Calvin Kaltoff. It almost looked like Parker Hansen was going to get underneath there, and he couldn't ever catch up to the ball. He just kept going and going, and it was just like Cole Fields. Ended up going off the base of the fence for a big double for Calvin Kaltoff, as we got a pinch runner for him now at second base, as that's the winning run. I believe that's David Holbrook out at second base.
Just the go-ahead run. It's David Holbrook at second base. It has another mound visit coming here from Josh Holmes, as Holmes having a word with Taylor Dahl. David Jonas is in the batter's box. As far as Rocky RBIs go, Kurt, the last, 9, 8 years? This guy's got to be right up there for him.
I would say if he's not the leader, he's the number two in line, but I'd be willing to bet he's probably the leader in RBIs for the Rockies in the last, as long as he's been a Rocky.
2008 was his first year as he steps into the box. David Holbrook is at second base. He's pinch running for Calvin Kaltoff. Taylor Dahl set. First offering to Jonas. That's hit on the ground slowly. It'll be a tough play for the shortstop. He fields, throws across in time. One pitch retires Jonas, 6-3, on a nice play right there by shortstop Adam Johnson. And the Rocky threat is Fernot. The two-out rally goes Fernot for Cold Spring. No runs on one hit. There were no Pelican Rapids errors and one runner left on base. Bottom of the 11th we go. That's coming up. We are tied at 7 between Cold Spring and Pelican Rapids. Bottom of the 11th coming up in a minute here on KASM. Bottom of the 11th we go. It's Taylor Fuse leading things off for Pelican Rapids. Taylor and Calvin Kaltoff having a word in the batter's box. Probably joking about how catching an extra innings makes catching a little easier, not as taxing when the game's on the line and your season's on the line. First pitch from Trevor Lardy, missing for a ball to Taylor Fuse. Lardy right back, 1-0 pitch on the corner for a strike, evens it up at 1-1. Taylor on the day, 1-4-4. One 1-1 pitch, that's in there for a strike. Now 1-2.
Dingman up once again in the bullpen for the Cold Spring Rockies, a draftee from Kimball.
Lardy right back. His 1-2, that's low for a ball. 2-2 the count. Trevor Lardy, this is his second full inning of relief. His 2-2 defuse, that's missing up and away. Now 3-2, and the dangerous Adam Johnson on deck. 3-2 the count. Trevor's full count pitch. It's high ball 4 and a walk issued to Taylor Fuse. That is the game-winning run on base right there. And Kurt Hemish, I doubt Adam Johnson is bunting here.
I'd have to agree with you because, if I'm not mistaken, does he have 5 of their 7 RBIs in the day?
Yeah, on his last 2 swings of the bat. 3-run homer in the 7th and a 2-run double in the 9th. See how they play it. As Johnson steps in, Lardy set. First offering to Johnson, healthy hack at that one. No indication of a bunt right there as he fouls it back to the screen. Do you give him a chance with one and then bunt him after that? Or I guess we'll find out.
I don't think they're going to be bunting with this guy, especially that hack he just took there. I think he wanted to end the game on his own.
3-for-5 on the day is Adam Johnson. Lardy set. That pitch, missing for a ball. Evens it up at 1-1. Fuse bluffed a steal over at first. He went nowhere, though. 1-1 the count. Lardy set right at the letters. His 1-1, that is popped up. Jonas and Kaltoff, as Calvin's not even going to go over there this time. He points right at him, and David makes the catch. Calvin didn't even budge. He just pointed at him and said, "Your ball this time, Davey," and Jonas makes the catch for a big out number one.
Well, it's probably the best thing to do in that case. Only the problem is if the ball doesn't go all the way out to David in that case. But he didn't want to have happen what happened to him last inning.
So Parker Hansen to the plate with one away and one on. Lardy's first offering to Hansen. That is hit in the air. Laced down to the left field line. Foul down in the left field corner. Hansen coming out swinging right there. So one strike on Parker. He is 1-for-5 on the day. One strike pitch is knocked down by Kaltoff. Big stop back there by the young catcher.
Guy on first keeps bluffing the steal, and I don't know if that's distracting Calvin back there or not, because he always looks like he wants to get up and throw.
1-1 pitch is blown by Hansen as Lardy reaches back. Now 1-2. Parker's single came in the ninth inning. 1-2 the count here. Bottom 11, 7-7 our score. First round of the Class E State Tournament. Cold Spring and Pelican Rapids with a doozy. As that pitch is lifted in the air to left field, Colefield will drift over, makes the call, makes the catch, two away.
Well, it was a nice play by Colefield on that. He read that ball well all the way. Ryan Bell right alongside of him as he read it well, too, as they quickly get the second out here.
So two down. Alex Johnson to the plate now. Johnson. Alex is 2-for-5. 11 hits for Pelican Rapids thus far on the day. Lardy set. First offering. That one's Scott. Short center. Ryan Bell's going to come in. He's going to make the call. Bell's under it. Makes the catch. Three pop-outs after the leadoff walk. Trevor Lardy does his job here in the 11th. No runs on no hits, no rocky airs. There was one runner left on base. 11 innings are in the books. Kurt Hennish to the 12th. We go free baseball. Just getting a little more free, I guess we can say. 7-7 our score. We're back in a minute here on KASM. Kurt Hennish, we're told that KASM's might not be invited back to too many state tournament games anymore. They keep taking too long.
Well, they keep telling us about all these extra-inning games. They had a 12-inning game yesterday morning with Regal. We had an 11-inning game last night with the Cold Spring Springers, and now we're in the 12th inning here. And they say we're delaying the tournament too long on them, and we just say we're giving people free baseball.
Just trying to be economical here, as it'll be Jake Hennon leading things off. He's tried staying back on that Taylor Dahl breaking ball as that pitch fouled away by Jake Hennon. Quiet day for Jake thus far. He did single in the fifth and a reach on a fielder's choice in the second. 1-for-5 for the Rocky 5 hitter. Dahl right back. One strike pitch. That's fouled away to the right side this time. Hennon in a hole at 0-2. Seems like yesterday when his baby brother pitched today, huh?
Yeah, it does when you think that he threw the first six innings of this ball game, not allowing a run.
Taylor Dahl quickly ahead of Jake Cannon. 0-2 pitch. That's into right field, and it's a leadoff single for Jake Cannon. Got to assume he will be lifted for a pinch runner here as the Rockies have their leadoff man on.
Manager Reese Hammage quickly over to the dugout, getting a pinch runner out there. I believe it's going to be number 23, Mason Rugemer.
So Rugemer aboard for Cannon. And Ryan Bell, who's punted a couple times on his own accord here today, will be asked to do so again.
It would be great if he was bunting for a hit at this time, but we're just hoping that he can get the bunt down and sacrifice the runner over to second base.
Bunt single in the seventh.
Number 9, Ryan Bell.
And a single in the 10th for Ryan Bell. As he squares, puts one up the first base line, that'll twist foul. Tried going up the first base line with it.